In November, growth in BC's merchandise exports returned to positive territory, achieving a year-over-year gain of 2.5%, the first increase since January 2023. Total exports, which have been sluggish since their peak in mid-2022, reached $4.6 billion. Despite steadiness in recent months, export sales are still down about 20% from peak. Imports have also declined but have held up better, even with an 11% year-over-year drop. Year-to-date, trade volume fell, with imports down 3.9% and exports down 13.6%. Within exports, key themes persisted. The drag on 12-month exports was primarily driven by forestry products, experiencing a 15.5% decrease, which reflects challenging market conditions for U.S. housing starts and still modest prices. Subsequently, there was a decline in consumer goods, down 7.3%, and in farm, fishing and intermediate food products, down 9.2%. This was counterbalanced by a significant increase in metal ores and nonmetallic minerals, up 262%, and metal and nonmetallic mineral products, up 24.6%. Year-to-date, the decline in exports was led by a 28.2% decline in forestry products and an 18.9% decline in energy products. On the import side, the decline was led by lower consumer goods, down 16.9%, and industrial machinery, equipment and parts, down 26.5%. Only three categories saw a year-over-year monthly increase in imports, led by motor vehicle and parts, up 76.7%. Year-to-date, lower imports were largely driven by fewer consumer goods, down 11.8%, metal and nonmetallic mineral products, down 23.9%, and forestry products, down 16%. These were offset by motor vehicle and parts, up 36.3%, and energy products, up 47.1%. BC building permits declined further in November following an October drop. Total volume of permits decreased by 3.7% to $1.6 billion. Although monthly data can be erratic, November's number was the lowest figure since February 2023. The overall trend shows slowing construction intentions given unfavorable borrowing conditions, fewer pre-sales and a stale economic environment. The month's reduction was driven by a strong dip in residential unit construction, which retrenched by 19.4%, a decline equal in magnitude to the drop recorded in the prior month. On the other hand, non-residential permits saw a boost, up 48.5% during the month. Year-to-date, total dollar permit volumes have receded 11.1%, with residential permit volumes down 15.8% while non-residential permit volumes declined 0.4%. Total residential permit values fell in November to $1.04 billion, with multifamily dwelling permits leading the monthly decline with a decrease of 27.6%. Single-family dwelling permit values increased 14.7% during the month to almost counter the 16.7% decline in the previous month. Year-to-date, single-family permits have decreased 18.8% while multifamily permits have fallen 14.9%. Non-residential permit volumes increased in November, rising to $574.3 million following two consecutive month-over-month declines. Vancouver recorded a 11.3% contraction in monthly permits, following a reduction of 16.9% in October. Brian Yu is chief economist at Central One.